It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we've got Aaron Berger on the line. And Aaron, this week, talking about what producers should take into consideration when looking at grazing and late frost. Aaron, what can you tell us?
Yeah, so as we think about spring, and we've had some pretty nice warm temperatures across much of the state, if we would get a late spring freeze, that can sure set back some of our cool season grasses and also slow down the warm season grasses that are coming. And so being aware that we may get some growth early on, and then if we would get a late spring freeze, it can really kind of set back and delay growth for some of these. And we may need to take that into account as we think about turnout dates, depending on when that freeze occurs, and also expect in some cases a reduction in forage production from that growing season if it's a real severe freeze. Most of these native plants are used to that kind of event, and so they'll recover pretty quickly. But that's just some things to take into account if we should experience a late spring freeze.
All right, Aaron, thanks so much. Again, hearing from Aaron Berger on this week's Graze Nebraska update as we talk about grazing with a late frost. Again, you can find this and more grazing information by visiting www.unl.edu and search Graze Nebraska, one word. With this week's Graze Nebraska update, I'm Shaylee Peters, and it's been brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension.